The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I tell you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. "How can these things be?" a bewildered Nicodemus said. Those were to be the last words he uttered during this encounter with Jesus. This leader of the Pharisees' world had been rocked, destroyed, actually. His motives for approaching Jesus that night remain a mystery. Perhaps he was curious. Perhaps he didn't want to be seen by others. Perhaps he was sincere, even. Regardless, his visit did not end well. Nicodemus' life was all about God's law. He was an expert at understanding it, obeying it, and judging others with it. It's all that he knew. And so when Nicodemus approached the traveling rabbi, rumored to have miraculously turned water into wine, thereby suggesting he was from God, well, Nicodemus expected a lesson in the law. That is not what he got. "Truly, I tell you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God," Jesus said. When you're asking for something to do, when you're asking for a plan, a course of action, a method, Jesus' words sound ridiculous. His words actually violate every law and taboo known to humankind, to say nothing of mom's reaction when you come at her with that. And so we shouldn't be surprised that Nicodemus asked for some clarification. "How can anyone be born when he is old?" he asked. Of course, both men knew the words weren't literal. In truth, the impossibility of being physically reborn is actually more possible than what Jesus says next about entrance into the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is not obtainable by lawfulness, cultivating virtue and avoiding vice, or any other plan of action that can be accomplished by people. Instead, only the Spirit, through the means of baptismal water, provides entrance. And right there is where the true problem begins. Only the Spirit grants entrance to the kingdom. And Jesus tells Nicodemus that the Spirit is about as uncontrollable as the wind. "Oh, you hear it, but you have no idea where it comes from or where it is going. And just like the uncontrollable wind, the Holy Spirit chooses to give people faith for salvation when and where He pleases, for reasons known only to Him. And clearly, the Spirit had not chosen Nicodemus. "Are you a teacher of Israel and don't know these things?" Jesus asked. Jesus is simply observing that Nicodemus has no belief, no trust in the words Jesus is speaking, and there's not a thing Nicodemus can do about it, because faith is not a decision. It is not a choice. Remember what we heard at the beginning of John's Gospel? "But to all who did receive Him, He gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in His name, who were born not of natural descent, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God." That means becoming a child of God, believing in Christ, receiving Christ, is God's will. It is not a choice of the human will. And then Jesus gave Nicodemus the worst thing ever, a lecture on the gospel. Jesus explained how the gospel is rooted in God's love. He explained how God gave the Son to take the sin of the world. He explained that when sin is taken by the Son, eternal life is given. And then Jesus ended with the chilling words, "Anyone who does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God." When you don't have faith, when you can't and won't trust God's word, you don't want a lecture about the gospel, because information does not save. You do not want to hear about God's love in general, bumper sticker love, because God's generic love does not save. You want the faith-giving gospel promise given specifically for you. And that is something that Nicodemus did not get that night. And so he left Jesus condemned, because the gospel wasn't given to him and the Spirit did not give him faith. Scripture is silent about how all this turned out for Nicodemus. We do hear from him two other times. One time he is arguing for Jesus to be treated fairly. The other is him covering Jesus' body in the tomb with spices to cover the stench of our sin and his death. But advocating for fairness under the law and honoring and caring for the dead never saved anybody. But hear me. Nicodemus' plight is not yours. It is the Spirit's doing that we are all here this morning. It's not our choice. It's the Spirit's doing. And I have been commanded by Christ to give you, to give to you, the promise of the gospel. So here goes. As an ambassador of Jesus Christ and by His authority, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. Eternal life is yours for Christ's sake, and you will never perish. Amen.